Christchurch, chemtrails, and cucks. Oh my! It's the Chris and Kant Cast.
Hey, this will make you laugh, right? I put something really funny on my Facebook page. I said, Dick wants to become a Mormon. Okay. And I put his I put his postal address and I put his phone number and I said the website was Come Under Jesus or something like that, something to do with a Mormon website, and I put a screenshot of that on my Facebook page.
Okay. All right. So hey, why are you doing this to poor Dick? What did Dick do to you?
And it doesn't stop there. I left a voicemail on his voicemail message impersonating a Mormon elder saying, "Hey Dick, this is Elder Kiwi Christopher speaking. Please give me a call on 666-6666." And I just hung up.
Oh man, that's spicy there, Chris. That's real spicy. All right, so Chris, you messaged me recently. So you now, so what's this with your new inmate girlfriend? What's going on there? Can you tell me?
Well, I spat the dummy. I made a firm decision to never talk to her again because the letter that I sent you that I received, I really was offended by it, and I called her every name under the sun. And I sent the letter and said, "Look, I don't want to talk to you again." So that was it, you know.
Okay. Do you mind if I let's see here? Do you mind if I read the letter real quick?
Oh, if you don't mind, it's a bit embarrassing, and not mine, not his. But if you don't mind, can we just like not read it and we can just talk about it?
I want to read hers.
Oh no! If it's okay, if you don't really want to, is it okay?
If I don't want to, I want to.
No. What I'm saying is, if it's okay, if you don't, is it okay?
Oh, well, I mean, she's a fucking idiot. That's why I want to read it.
Okay. Okay. You can read it out then if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick, this is your Anne, correct? Is that her name, or Annie? Is she from? She's from.
Eddie. That's right.
Annie, yeah, she's from, where's she from? She's from, she's the one from...
Tallahassee.
Oh, so this is the new Florida one, right? So this is, the girl from Texas is
long
gone.
This is the actual old one, but she's actually transferred to Tallahassee from Texas.
Oh, okay, so she went from Texas to Tallahassee, so she's moving up in the world. You know, palm trees and coconuts. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyways, this is written on 4/22/19. Chris, since it was like 4/22, do you think she got high on 4/20? Maybe that's why she wrote this letter. Think about it. You know, it's
do you think she was high? Right?
Yeah, maybe she was high. Maybe that's why she... You know, she's still
Dr. Rachel said that she was a bored female. That's why she was writing it.
Okay. Oh, so Dr. Rachel... Okay. Well, anyways, let's take
a look. Maybe she was high. I don't really know because, I mean, prisoners do... actually get access to drugs, stay contraband. Do they still get it?
Yeah, of course they do.
Well, maybe she was high, so yeah, just read it out if you want.
Chris, I wasn't going to write to you anymore. Just since you apologized, talking to Winda like this, that was uncalled for. Don't ever contact my family or friends again. Did you contact her family and friends, Chris?
Yes, because I tried to get a money transfer to her because I wanted to pay for her her prison email, but I couldn't. I found it impossible to transfer the money to her directly, so that's why I tried to contact her family.
What a fucking bitch. You're trying to give her money and she's saying, "No, don't contact my family or friends again." Yes, we can keep writing. However, I need to emphasize we will only be friends, and I'm not looking for a relationship with you or anyone else for that matter. Well, good luck, you dumb idiot. You're in jail. Jesus Christ. I mean, Chris, she's in jail. Of course she's not going to have a relationship with anybody.
Mm.
I am focusing on self-improvement. Underlined all caps. Only at this time in my life. If I need you to contact someone for me, I'd ask. Jesus, just trying to get him money. Fuck, it's like... Who the fuck's paying her? And dude, she, like, you're the only person in the world right now who's probably actually giving her money. And she's just, she doesn't even care. She does not even care.
Exactly.
Secondly, my government here will probably never give me a passport. I mean, I'm owed for the right amount of money if anything is possible. Of course, it's all about money. Believe me, I am broke. So asking me if I even plan to leave the country is something I'm not financially able to do at any time soon. Now, I hope all is going well with you.
Yep.
I'm enjoying Tallahassee and should be seeing my family soon. And I cannot wait to hug my mom. Still just working out a lot. A lot. By the way, Chris, never date a woman who doesn't know how to spell a lot. It's a space lot, not Allot. Just keep that in mind, okay? She's obviously, well, she's in jail, of course. Write me back and let me know about what's going on with you and your proceedings and how things are going with your life. Yes, you already know I'd love to have pictures of my LB. What's that? What do they mean? Or FB? Oh, you're about to give... You're send her pictures of her Facebook? What? You're just going to print those out?
Yeah, well, that's what I've been doing. That's what she wanted me to print her Facebook pictures and say which her favorite ones were and stuff like that, which my favorite ones were. That was a long time ago.
Oh, my God. So she... Okay, so she let me get this like straight. This girl... What the fuck? This is absolute bullshit, Chris. This girl is nuts. Not only, like, she's saying, don't ever talk to my family. We can still talk. Don't try to send me money. But yeah, send me pictures, your favorite pictures of her Facebook account. Really? This chick is fucking batshit crazy. Anyways, so yes, I already know I'd love to have pictures of all my Facebook, but I don't want you to feel obligated to send them to me. Just keep me waiting? What?
Just keep writing, I think.
Just keep writing, because that's not the... What the fuck? Jesus Christ, this girl's handwriting's atrocious. She just fucking looks like she's a fucking meth addict. It's all over the place. This fucking scribble's just like, ugh! She's so angry. Just so fucking angry. All right. Just to keep me waiting, because that's not the case. We write as friends. Same as if you send pics. You send them because you know I do love them. From you as a friend. Take care. Love, Annie. Oh, Chris. You got friend-zoned via post. I'm sorry, buddy. That's a rough one. Anyways, how does that make you feel?
I sent her original letter. I told her that I was going to keep it secret, but I said to her that I threw all her original letters out.
Yes. Okay.
Because of the way she treated me.
Did you really throw them all out?
Yep. And her pictures. I said that in her letter.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. So, but I mean, like, yeah, but like, how is it, how does it, so that, does that really, so like that, so obviously you're hurt. Now, Chris, do you mind if I read your response, or do you want to keep that between you and me?
You can read my response. I'd like you to.
Okay. All right. Let's unpack this, shall we? All right. Dear Annie, the start of your letter made me feel like crap. So I'm going to say you are a piece of garbage trying to scam money out of me. Well, you're not wrong there.
Rachel says that she's a hustler.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Dude, listen to Dr. Rachel. She's a smart woman. She's pretty hot there too. She's got a good can situation going on.
Well, Dr. Rachel said that she's a bored woman and she's a hustler.
That probably. You know what? Like I said, she ain't wrong. All right. I was going to keep this secret and to myself, but I threw all your letters out a long time ago when you demanded money off me. I'm glad your brother died too. Holy shit, that's out of left field. All right, anyways. I'm glad your brother died too. Jesus Christ, Chris. I'm glad your brother died too. It's probably the company you keep. So never talk to me like that again! Exclamation point. I'm waiting for the next hurricane to come your way, and I hope your mom dies of diabetes. What the fuck, Chris? What the fuck? I'm waiting for the next hurricane. You know what? That, you know what would actually be really funny? If the next hurricane that hits Florida would be Hurricane Annie. That would be fucking ironic.
Yeah.
And I hope your mom dies of diabetes. So, all right. And finally, I am being serious. You'll probably hear the news because I'm not going to be around anymore once they find this note next to me. Chris. God damn it, Chris. You're not really going to kill yourself, are you? You're not going to go to Greenland.
I was just trying to get her emotional and see that she was pissing me off. But it's probably not going to have any... It's probably not going to have any effect on her anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Absolutely not. She's an inmate. No way in hell is this... She's probably a fucking sociopath. Why'd she go to jail again? Wasn't it for aggravated assault or something?
For drug... methamphetamine trafficking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Absolutely. So,
My motive behind that was I just wanted to confuse her, so the more confused I made her about me finding a note next to my body and her saying her brother died, etc., I just wanted to confuse her, so I'd try to make her more upset, and that was my motive.
So is that your MO there, Chris, that you want to make women confused? So you say that you're going to cut off their fingers and their tits? Is that your just to confuse people?
No, that's not the reason at all. The correct analogy was I wanted to confuse and say that, you know, I don't want to hear from you ever again and insult their family. Then, on the other hand, make them feel bad for me. So that makes them feel more confused. That was my reasoning behind it. I know it sounds fucked up, but that was my reasoning, you know?
Just a bit fucked up, Chris. I'm sorry. I can't get on your side with this one, but I can see where you're coming from. You just want to make that girl sweat a little bit, thinking of your dead body. Yeah, what's up?
I just wanted to say something really briefly. If Dr. Rachel's reading this, I just wanted to apologize if I've made her upset, you know?
Okay. Yeah, why don't you take this time to say what you want to say to Dr. Rachel. Dr. Rachel, this...
Dr. Rachel, I just wanted to let you know that... I guess the reason why I was acting out towards you is because I wanted to be accepted by you, and not because I had any bad intentions. I just wanted to be accepted by you, and I wanted you to accept me and be a good friend towards me, and that's basically what I wanted to say.
Good job, Chris. There you go. I know you've been wanting to say that to Dr. Rachel for a long time. So there you go. You got it out there. Let's just let's hope that she hears this one of these days.
Well,
you know what? You know what?
I must admit that I really do love the attention. But the thing is, it was the bad attention. But what I really needed was positive attention, not negative attention. You know?
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Hmm. So all attention, any attention's good, except for, so if people call you, I got an idea. So let's go down the list of words and things that you're okay with. What do you feel about being called a cuck? First and foremost.
It doesn't really bother me.
What about an autist? An autismo?
It doesn't really bother me either.
Okay, good. What about a sociopath?
Well, that's getting it. That sort of hits a raw nerve. But okay. I've been called all sorts of names, so it doesn't really matter.
What about a really nice guy who's just misunderstood by society? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. So there you go. So everybody, you're just a misunderstood man. It's okay.
Mm.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm misunderstood too, Chris. I really love
Dr. Rachel's attention, but it's even better because it's positive, I think.
Good. Let's hope that continues. Just don't threaten her anymore, and I think you should be in the clear there, Chris. All right. So real quick, so let's change topics now. So, I mean, your love life obviously is going to be on hold with this inmate. I don't think you'll be going to
Tallahassee.
I don't think you'll be going to Tallahassee anytime soon. Like, let's. I mean, hey, maybe you can try to, like, you know, just apologize, or you could just send her that letter.
I don't really want to, because she's made it quite clear that she's not interested in the relationship. Okay. I know that she's made it quite clear because she's not in a relationship, but she's all confused.
She could be playing hard to get there.
We don't really know what she's want, and it could be because of the damage the drugs have done to her. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Meth is definitely a hell of a drug. All right. So anyways, Chris, how you doing tonight? You doing good? You doing better?
Yeah, I'm doing better. I'm about to meet up with my ex-girlfriend because she borrowed some money off me and she's going to pay me back today. So
what if she doesn't pay you back? Are you going to cut off her fingers?
Oh, no. No, she's very honest. She's okay, very good. Honest. She was very generous towards me because she used to give me money and all that when I was poor and stuff.
Okay. My
ex-girlfriend's a debt collector. She works for a debt collection agency.
Okay.
But
I was sort of glad that
I met her because she's probably been the most understanding person I've ever met, sort of thing, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, yeah. Okay, so Chris, I mean, a lot of people, you know, misunderstand you, misjudge you. And we also have a lot of people, like, in the whole Dick Show community that are virgins or have never had girlfriends before. And you have had a girlfriend. So how did you meet her? Like, what line did you use? Was there, like, a certain, like, you know, tell us the process of you meeting your ex.
Well, this is quite bizarre, but I actually met her at a food truck, like a homeless food truck. Like, she was having some housing issues and she was homeless for a stage, and that's how I met her. And I said, oh, I really want this girl. And that's how I sort of chased after her, and that's how I stayed with her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Huh. How long were you guys dating for? You said 2 years or something like that?
Oh, no, I was with her for about 4 years.
Oh, damn. So did you guys, how often did you guys have sex?
Well, just before I get into that, I was the one who sort of broke it off because I just found it too stressful because she had a lot of bad habits, and that's why I just wanted to be friends with her, and she was quite happy with that. So, yeah, I'm not breaking up on her, am I?
No, not at all. No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, well, getting back to the other question, I guess it's, I don't know how to answer that one, but it was okay, but I don't know. I don't really want to get into it, but it was okay.
You don't
want
to get into it? Come on. I mean, like, so, okay, anyway, sorry to go on that topic. Okay, so going back, so you just met her at a food truck and you just kept on talking to her, right?
Yeah, just kept on talking to her, asked for a night.
Okay.
I asked her a number and I started texting her, and she, like Dr. Rachel, she misunderstood me for a long time, and she suddenly came around, and that's how she began to trust me, sort of thing.
How did she, what do you mean she misunderstood you?
Well, she just found some of my behaviors sort of, she sort of found some of my behaviors very strange, and I was quite intense, sort of thing. And
no, you, Chris, intense? No way! Come on.
And she was living with her brother and her sister-in-law, And they both hated my guts, and they tried to try and break us up, but they didn't succeed, so yeah.
Okay, well, what? How do they try to break you up, just in case other people see, like, parents try to break up their relationships? How'd you fight that?
Well, they're really bizarre. They were really twisted in the head, and they had some really, really bad sort of ideas. Like, they believed in things like gay marriage and stuff like that, and I happened to go to their house one day with my previous girlfriend, and they basically kicked me out of the house because they asked me a question what I thought of gay marriage, and I said, no, I don't agree with it. And that's and my previous girlfriend's brother's sister-in-law was screaming at me and raving on me and telling me to get out of her house, and that's basically why they hate me, you know, because
oh,
I'm,
my God.
Yeah.
See, this is why you never share opinions.
The sister-in-law deliberately asked me that question in order to kick me out because she knew that I didn't agree with it. So I think it's basically what happened.
Oh, so because you did not agree with gay marriage. They had an autistic fit, a social justice fit, and try to break you two up. That's some fucking bullshit right there.
That's right.
You know, but you know what, Chris? I think that worked in your advantage because I'm sure your ex was like, well, don't tell me what to do, Mom. My family sucks. I'm going to date this guy no matter how many fingers he cuts off. Is that pretty right?
Yeah,
well, you're the bad boy, Chris. You're the bad boy in the relationship. Of course they're not going to listen to their parents.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking, you need to get yourself a fucking leather jacket out there. Stand on the side of the road and say God hates fags. You'll get all the Westboro Baptist Church.
It's a bit like that in Discord because I was getting the same thing that, you know, I was getting. The thing is, they have no problem doing it to me, but they have a problem me doing it to them. So that's how it works, you know.
Oh yeah, of course. That's how this shit works. I even got in trouble.
By the way, I forgot to mention to you, it was Cripple Jesus who was the main instigator of all this. Like,
yes,
he sort of made it as though that he was my friend, and then he turned against me, all because I said that comment about that girl on Facebook.
Oh, okay. You know, this is a great segue.
Later on, I found out from another person who I'm chatting to. They said they're a bit cucky, like they like to protect females and just to try and get into their pants, and that's why they did it to me. That's his explanation, but whether it's true or not, it's an entirely different story. So,
Crippled Jesus.
Crippled Jesus is just a pimply old schoolboy who's got nothing better to do.
He's crippled. Of course, he has nothing better to do.
Crippled? Is he really a cripple?
He's really a cripple.
Well, how's he crippled?
I don't know. I think he has cerebral palsy. Okay. I think.
Well, anyway.
He has a fucking wheelchair.
Well, that's right. Disabled people are the most selfish and obnoxious people I've come across. But
I was going to say that he has an apology for you. That I'll be happy to tell you.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So he says, I'd like to apologize to Chris, but he's blocked. Just tell him I see the whole thing differently and I was overreacting. Also tell him I'd like to talk about Alex Jones when he has a moment. So he wants to talk to you about Alex Jones.
He's who?
Alex Jones? You're not familiar? Breaking the conditioning! Turning the freaking frogs gay!
Frogs down
in Austin, Texas are bisexual.
I'll have to write it. Oh, shit.
You don't Alex Jones.
It doesn't sound good, though.
Oh, he's fucking great.
I might just read up about him.
Yeah, do it. One second. This guy.
What do I do, Lord? Destroy the child. corrupt them all. This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're freaking interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? Hillary Clinton is a goddamn demon. 42,000.
So that's Alex Jones. That's a great, great little introduction to Alex Jones.
So what are your beliefs on chemtrails? Have you heard of chemtrails before?
Of course, I've heard of chemtrails. Yes. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into a little bit. This is the conspiracy. This is the conspiracy segment with Chris and Kent. What do you think?
I actually believe they're bad because they pump out toxins in the air. Well, that's my. Those are my thoughts. Okay.
What kind of toxins are they putting out into the air, Chris?
Well, the main one that I can think of is aluminium oxide, and what that does is when they pump it out in the sky, the next morning it has an effect on how the sunlight bends from the clouds, and it makes you can tell by the color of the sky that they pump it out.
Okay.
But that's only coming from a person who I used to go and visit. He was on the farm, and I went to his house, and he's totally against chemtrails, so that's what he told me. So
okay.
I
have a counter to that. I have somebody in my family who is a pilot for commercial airlines. So you're saying that commercial airline pilots are intentionally putting chemicals into the air, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so my dad's lying to me, is what you're saying?
So your dad is saying to you, no, they're not. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Or maybe he's been told to say that. I don't really know.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. That's fair. So, so I actually fly planes too, Chris, and I've flown jets before.
Are you a private or commercial?
Private. Private. Yes.
That must have been really expensive for you, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've done it once or twice. Actually, more than once or twice. I almost got my pilot's license. I'm still actually going to go looking into that. Okay. Chris, I am going to tell you.
I thought you said you had a pilot's license, or
no? No. I'm working on getting one. But I am going to tell you a little secret, though. That there are some things about aviation that I cannot share.
Well, that's the reason why your dad can't be honest about chemtrails, because maybe that's what he's been told. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, I have found some. There are some instruments in every single, even small aircraft that are top secret to only the only pilots. Just so you know, don't tell anybody.
So what would happen? Yeah, but you haven't told me anything, though.
I know, but don't even say that. This is between you and me here, Chris.
So what would happen if you divulged these? What would happen to you? Would you?
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Would you disappear or what?
I might disappear. It you never know with these NSA people. They're always listening, always watching. Just think about it. I want you to think about it, and you know, think about what could be in there, and let me know, and I will just. With an affirmative nod.
So would you? So even if I spoke to you face to face, you'd never tell me, is that right?
Absolutely not.
But wouldn't it be on the internet though?
Yeah, everything's on the internet. Everybody lies on the internet. Come on. That's all I'd say. I'm lying.
So you wouldn't find the truth about the top secret stuff.
No, you would not. And if it is on there, it's a psyop. It's the Jews. It's the funny hat people. That's what's going on.
Well, why would there be a secret to hide? I mean, what are you telling me? You know, I don't sort of get it.
Don't worry about it. It's top secret stuff. You wouldn't understand. sorry.
Right, okay.
Chris, I'm fucking with you. Come on.
Oh, you say you're fucking with me.
I'm fucking with you. I'm just messing with you. Really.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't keep that much, much longer. I'm sorry. So, that's
a bit of a hot take, isn't it?
It is a hot take. Good for you. You figured it out. I do have a question, though. Okay, so obviously, I think you do believe in some conspiracy theories. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Such as chemtrails. Where are some of your favorites or ones that you just fully believe in?
Well, vaccination is one of them.
All right. All right. That's good. That could be a whole topic. That could be a whole topic for.
And the Christchurch shooting was a hoax.
Okay. A complete hoax. All right.
A complete hoax. The guy was set up to do it. Well, the guy was actually wasn't aware that he was being sucked into doing it, and they trapped him, and that's how they put him in prison, just an innocent person.
Is he a Mossad agent?
No, just an innocent person off the street, like he just didn't really know what he was doing, and
okay, so he thought he was firing fake guns.
I think the government was just using him to push their propaganda, their agenda, and they sucked him in because of, I don't know, maybe it was because of promises or something like that. And
okay,
instead of him actually doing it, it was the I believe it may be in the cops, you know, and they just use him they just use that man as a decoy sort of thing.
So what do you think of the that's fine. What do you think of the the live stream video? Was that just a fake video or what?
Or I honestly don't know, because I don't really want to think about it. It's all really negative, but I haven't actually seen the video. I don't really want to. It's just,
oh, you haven't? Oh shit.
I don't really want to be exposed to negative stuff. I'd just rather much get on with my life and think positive and not have anything to deal with that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you know.
So why do you believe this then? Why do you believe that this is a setup by the New Zealand government?
Because, you know, I don't really need it. It's just like me. I just avoid watching TV because everything's bad. And the more, if I watch TV, I'm just exposed to crap all the time. And I don't need to feel that crap in my head, you know.
Okay.
I don't really need to watch any videos or TV. I already have an idea of what's going on, sort of thing.
You know what? That's actually a really fucking good point. The TV, the fucking media these days, all it does is just kind of share with you what they want to share with you, just to get you all riled up and pissed off. That's all they do.
It's just brainwashing, like.
It's just more of like, you know, how much you can hate the other side. It's like, oh, fuck you. You better fucking hate. Better hate more. You're not hating enough. Watch us get angry.
I haven't watched TV for months, and I don't miss watching TV one little bit, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you. So you don't even watch Game of Thrones? You don't even watch any of the new shit? Nothing?
If it's a really good documentary, I might watch it. Like, if it's like a really good drama or something like that, but it doesn't sit. It just seems to be all crap on TV these days. So
what's your favorite TV show there, Chris? Let me guess, Making a Murderer. Have you seen that one?
Oh, I'll tell you, Jake and the Fat Man is my favorite one.
Jake and the Fat Man? I'm not familiar with this. Is this some New Zealand?
No, it's an American detective thriller. It's quite an old one. It's got an actor called Joe Penny in it.
Okay.
Penny.
Okay, thank you. I'll make sure to look that up. Anyways, getting back to Christchurch here, Chris. So you don't watch media, which is fine, you know, good for you. You don't watch you didn't watch the video of the guy screaming subscribe to PewDiePie and memeing the first meme shooter out there. So where did you get this idea that this was all a complete hoax set up by the government? Is it just something that you intrinsically know? Or how do you know?
It's not the first time it's happened, because a long time ago, there used to be a similar thing happened in Australia compared to what happened recently in the mosque shooting. And it happened about probably over 10 years ago. And it was in a state, it was in the state called Tasmania. And this guy who had a...
Oh, where the Tasmanian devil's from. Gotcha.
Yeah, well, that's right. This guy had an IQ of about 60, and they thought that he was a perfect target to accuse him of the murders. This
smarter
was
than half
Tasmania.
Our listeners, that's for sure.
This was in Tasmania, and they just nailed him. Like, I don't think they had any. I don't think he had any sort of proper legal representation, and he's in a psychiatric prison for most of his life. And I believe he didn't do it. You know, so.
Well, so just because he was like, you know, stupid or, you know, slow.
It's exactly the same thing, and I truly believe that the same thing happened, and I truly believe the same thing happened in Christchurch. Yeah.
Okay. So, for what reason?
And that's basically it, you know, because I know a lot of people who have all these sorts of problems, including myself.
Yeah.
You know, we just like people just hate people like that because they're different. And you know, if you don't watch your back, people will just basically screw you and just
Chris, have you ever been approached by somebody who seemed like an accelerationist, or, you know, somebody saying, hey, you know, how do you feel about hurting people? Have you ever been approached by maybe like a glow-in-the-dark CIA guy?
No.
Never been approached? Yeah. Nobody's ever been like, hey, you know, you're really angry at those thoughts? I got an idea for you. Let's meet up. Here's how to create a gun. No, nothing? Okay, good. Well, if you ever do, don't listen to him. All right?
That's right.
That's just the CIA. What's up?
I had some problems downloading this video onto my iPhone. I don't know why. Maybe it was because the video was too large. I'm not sure, but...
Which video is this?
Well, you know how I did a Skype video last time? I tried to download it onto my phone. It didn't work, so I had to use the library computer. So what would be the reason why it wouldn't download onto my phone? Was it because the file was too big? Or I don't know.
Too big, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Fucking maybe iPhones, bro.
So I should have got a phone with a bigger memory. Is there any way that I can bring my phone in and ask them to increase the memory, or do I have to buy a phone?
You got an iPhone. Apple's like, nope, fuck you. We're just going to send a death ray from Cupertino to slow down your phone, get rid of your battery life. Nope, fuck you. Go buy a new one. Get $1,000. Anyways, Chris. So we have a whole lot of different conspiracies that you're interested in. So we have chemtrails, we have the Christchurch shooting. You know, I recommend go check out some Alex Jones. Oh, what else?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I haven't told this, but when I was younger, I went to the dentist and they had put all these mercury amalgam fillings on my teeth.
Okay.
And I strongly think that it was sort of poisoning me, like I was suffering from all these, you know, chronic fatigue and stuff like that. And what I did was a year ago I got all my mercury fillings removed. It was quite expensive, but.
So what do you do now? So you just have like rotten old teeth just sitting back there?
No, I've got most of my teeth. Some of them are out, but. Since I've had the mercury fillings removed, I just feel so much better. Yeah, well.
Okay. Good for you. I mean, that's a good thing.
What they did was it was quite anxiety provoking, because what they did was the whole process lasted for about an hour, and they just put me under an anesthetic or something like that, and they put this oxygen mask in front of me so I wouldn't inhale the mercury vapor, and they just took everyone out and. They just replaced it with the special white filling, which is non-BPA, which is like a special material which is biocompatible with your own body. So they just replaced all of them, and my teeth was really sensitive for a while, but now I don't have any problems, so yeah.
Good. Good for you. I'm glad your teeth are doing better there, buddy.
But I tell you, I probably spent about $4,000 in total, and I paid it off, sort of thing, you know.
Oh wow, shit! Let me guess. That was all covered by the by insurance, right? Your country's insurance.
No. I paid off. What it was, because I'm receiving a government pension. What I did was I had a payment plan, so I just put. I just put so much, say, every week into it, and that's how I eventually paid it off, sort of thing.
Well, well, well. So maybe Australia and the rest of the world doesn't have the best healthcare. Huh, what a fucking surprise that is. Maybe socialism doesn't work everywhere.
Some of it's good, some of it's not, but as for socialism, that's socialism doesn't work, really. So.
Ah, good man, that's one thing we can agree upon. Anyways, let's go over one last topic, and I'll let you go. So, first off, have you heard about all the banning of Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, right-wing people on social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc.? Have you heard about this?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because, I think the right-wing agenda, they do have a point, because I think it's actually a far more healthy option compared to the left, because...
Healthy, okay. Why is it healthier? You don't suck as much dick? Healthier.
No. Our country is more... I mean, our country, like yours, is fucked, you know, with all these immigrants and stuff, and they're just a burden on our... health system and our economics. So if we booted them out and just had our countries just for white people and they just can go back to their own countries, I think it would solve most of our social and economic problems, like housing, for example. The cost of our housing is so ridiculous and absurd and sky high that's caused by Chinese immigration. So if we just like ban immigration and just ban it sort of next to 100%, then it would solve most of our issues, like homelessness and stuff like that. That's
exactly. You'll just have a nation just like you, just like Chris the Kiwi, right?
But yeah, that's right. But unfortunately for those people on the left, they, as soon as I say something like that, they'll accuse me of being a racist or that, or a hater or something like that.
Yeah, because they just don't like Chris the Kiwi, obviously. They just don't like you, and they don't want you. Yeah, you know, fuck brown people, right?
Yeah, I've been called things like a white supremacist and things like that.
Who's not a white supremacist these days? You know what? I don't like Thai food. Makes me a white supremacist, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. All right, man. Anyways, I think we've been going for an hour. I think this might be a good time. Anyways, Chris, anything you like to plug? Your Twitter, website, Facebook, anything?
Say that again.
Anything you'd like to plug? Your Twitter.
What does that mean?
Would you like to promote anything? Do you have a Twitter page, or did you get banned from that?
Unfortunately, I got my Twitter account suspended. Apparently, I found out the reason. Once I delved into my email, I found out the reason. It was because of hate speech or something like that.
Oh, shit. I don't know. Of course. Well, you're just the next Laura Loomer.
I don't really care, because Facebook and Twitter are just run by Jews, you know?
Okay. That's a great way to end it. Anyways. Jesus fucking Christ. God damn it, Christopher. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to episode 1 of the Chris and Kant Cast. I am your confused and befuddled host, Cantillions. Make sure to check us out on our social media, twitter.com/Cantillions. There we'll be posting all of our newest episodes and spicy hot takes for all you spicy penises out there. Thank you very much for listening. Go for it.